With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, June 23rd, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Some non-conference baseball for you. Galen Catholic hosts the Rebels of Sioux Central. We'll have all the action for you in high school baseball with pregame at around 7:20, first pitch at 7:30 from the Riverview Complex. Catch all the action between Galen Catholic and Sioux Central right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Last night, the Akron Westfield softball team returned to the win column to finish their World Conference schedule by taking down Galen Catholic 10-0 in 5 innings. Akron Westfield had lost 3 games in a row heading into the matchup, which is something, of course, that program is not used to happening. Westerner head coach Victor Mina says it just simply felt good to get a win again.
It was a huge weight lifted off our shoulders. I know it sounds cliche, but it really hits home today. We definitely needed it. And our last conference game, we wanted to make sure we put a final stamp on the conference and just make sure we do what we are supposed to.
The Westerners showed they were serious about getting back into the win column by scoring 2 runs in the first inning and 7 runs in the second. Coach Mina says he challenged the girls to be productive at the plate, and they were.
Our approach during batting practice today is making sure that we are all on the same wavelength. So meaning some of us like to take a couple pitches, some of us like to attack early. We kind of talk to each other and we're all on the same page basically. So as soon as we saw that first good one, we made sure to at least make contact on it, or we put a runner over. We just want to be productive at the plate. As long as we're productive, if we're in and out, as long as it's productive, that's what we really matter today is productivity.
After that, the Jays made a pitching change that seemed to settle things down as Addison Coons allowed just 1 run in the final 3 innings. Galen Catholic head coach Victoria Smithson says the Jays did a good job of shaking off mistakes in those late innings.
Before the game, we had a meeting and we just said, you know, you make an error, shake it off. The team pick you up and we just need to move forward. One play at a time. We can't hold it in and dwell on it. We just got to move on from it.
Through all of this going on, Emma Rolfes was doing her thing in the circle, allowing just 4 hits in pursuit of the 5-inning shutout. Coach Mina says Rolfes is stepping into a leadership role well.
There's a sense of calmness about her. Today, she went out there. She didn't think too much. She just pitched. There was nothing going on up here. She just doing what she was supposed to, hitting her spots and bringing up her teammates. Like I said, we had a situation with our second baseman, made an error, but she made a point to go out there and talk to her girl and say, hey, I got you right here. You're going to get another ground ball. She got another ground ball. We got out of the inning. So that's that sense of leadership right there is definitely what we needed, and I'm trying to push her towards, and she's really doing well with that.
Galen Catholic dropped to 4-4 in work with conference action and 6-13 overall with the loss. The game is Galen's last until tomorrow when they head to Sloan for the Westwood tournament. So, Coach Smithson says the Jays will use the day off to rest and get back into the right headspace to finish out the season strong.
Tomorrow, we're going to practice batting practice and hopefully go with clear minds into Saturday. And just a little break. We've been playing like 4 games a week, and it's been very stressful.
Meanwhile, Akron Westfield finished off their conference schedule with an 8-2 record, solidifying a third-place finish in the standings. Coach Mina says the Westerners need to put together some clean games to make a deep postseason run.
We always talked about bouncing back from adversity. So I think for us, is whenever we get into the adversity, is that we bounce back together as a team. And we're really adopting this team mentality, making sure we're all moving together in one force, not individuals, it's all in one force.
And both teams will be finding out their postseason bracket pairings later today from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Let's take a look at our sports scores and results page, KLEM1410.com, to get you caught up on all of the latest happenings in the world of high school softball and baseball. We'll start with softball. In Missouri River Conference action, Lamar's Community swept Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson 13-1 in the first game in 3 innings, and then 7-2 in the second game. The Bulldogs in game one saw Brent Alaris drive in 3 runs, going 1-for-2 with a triple. Charlie Grossenider and Kylie Hoffman each drove in 2 runs. Hoffman went 2-for-2 2 to get those two runs driven in. She also went 3 innings in the circle, allowing 3 hits, striking out 3, and allowing 1 run. Libby Laris went 1-for-2 with a homer and 3 RBIs in Game 2. That's her 4th home run of the season. Brenna Laris went 7 innings, allowing 5 hits, 2 runs, striking out 9. She also went 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Sioux City East swept Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 16-11 and 13-3 in 5 innings. 15th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Bishop Heelan 10-5 and 16-6. And we were only able to track down one score of this doubleheader from last night, but Sioux City North beat Sioux City West in Game 2 10-0 in 5 innings. We can probably safely assume Game 1 went a similar way between those two. In Wargo Conference softball last night, Boyden Hall Rock Valley beat MMCRU 6-3. The Royals with a good challenge there against the Nighthawks and showed well. Chloe Ollish and Tori Denninger drove in a run each. Isabel Olson went 2-for-4 with a double at the plate. Western Christian beat Unity Christian 12-10. It was Cherokee doubling up Harris Lake Park 10-5. In the Western Valley Conference softball tournament in Lawton, it was top seed and 6th-ranked West Monona beating 5-seed River Valley 10-9 in the semifinals. 2nd-seed MVAOCOU, they beat the 3-seed Ridgeview 9-1 in the semifinal. So the championship game, it was top seed West Monona beating 2nd-seed MVAOCOU 8-1 to claim the Western Valley Conference tournament title. To baseball in Missouri River Conference action, Lamar's Community sweeping Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson, now winners of 3 conference games in a row, and they're back to .500 in the league, a 5-4 win in Game 1 and a 10-8 win in Game 2. Sioux City East swept Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln in run rules 15-1 and 18-5. Sergeant Bluff Luton, they took down 6th-ranked Bishop Heelan in both games, a sweep for the Warriors, 2-1 in 10 innings and 5-4 in the second game. Bishop Heelan has now lost 4 conference games this week, paving the way for Sioux City North, who swept Sioux City West last night 19-3 and 2-1. The Stars are now in first place in the MRAC by 2 games, with 4 games left to play. To the War Eagle Conference in baseball, big win here. Akron Westfield beat Galen Catholic in Lamar's 3-1. That solidifies the Westerners with an 8-2 conference record, and it forces a 3-way tie at the top of the War Eagle Conference between Hinton, Remsen St. Mary's, and Galen Catholic, all at 7-1. Downside for Hinton is they've still got to play both Remsen St. Mary's and Galen Catholic in conference play. It's a downside because they're tough teams, but an upside for the potential for the Blackhawks to potentially steal away the War Eagle Conference title from those two fighting it out for it. In War Eagle Conference baseball last night, Cherokee beat Harris Lake Park in a non-conference game 14-11. To the Western Valley Conference tournament, the second-ranked team in the state, Kingsley Pearson, they won the conference title over Woodbury Central 8-4. It was a good day to be Jackson Nissen. He drove in 2 runs at the plate, and then in 4 innings on the bump, he struck out 4 batters as KP took home the tournament title. 4-seed MVAOCOU won a consolation over OABCIG 4-3. And Ridgeview beat a consolation game over Lawton Bronson 5-3. To the Little League scoreboards from yesterday, junior girls action, the Hawks beat the Falcons 10-6. Major boys saw the Pirates beat the Phils 8-2, and the A's took down the Angels 11-2. In major girls action, the Dream beat the Aces 14-6. Mystics over the Liberty 17-1. Minor league boys scores, Bats over the Tin Caps 5-1. Bulls beat the River Bandits 7-1. Red Wings shut out the Emeralds 10-0. Grasshoppers 2-0 winners over the Raptors. Knights beat the Ironbirds 8-6. And the Hooks and Timber Rattlers played to a 7-7 tie. All those scores, varsity and little league, can be found on our website, KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab, drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. Coming out yesterday from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, their baseball brackets for Class 1A and 2A district and sub-state brackets. And let's take a look at how Plymouth County fared with their pairings. We'll start with Class 1A District 1, where Kingsley Pearson is the top team in the district. They get a bye out of first-round play on Saturday, July 1st. They'll play in the district semifinals on July 5th against the winner of Hartley-Melvin-Sanborn and George Little Rock. All Also in District 1, MMCRU is the 3 seed, and they will host South O'Brien in the opening round on Saturday, July 1st. The top seed in the opposing district, District 2, that is Newell Fonda. Of course, that district will face District 1 in the sub-state final. To Class 1A District 13, that's where Remsen St. Mary's has been put. The Hawks are also a top seed in their district. They also get a bye out of the first round. They will play in their semifinal contest on July 5th. The winner of IKM Manning and Glenn Ralston will face off with Remsen St. Mary's. In District 14, the top seed in that bracket is Woodbury Central. Then we go down to Class 1A District 16, where Galen Catholic is the top seed in the district. The Jays do not get a bye, though. They will host Siouxland Christian, the Western Valley Conference conglomeration there of the Eagles and Whiting as well. They will play the that contest at 7 o'clock at Riverview Complex on July 1st. The winner of that contest will get the winner of the other game being played that night, Logan Magnolia and Lawton Bronson. But of course, that ball game won't be till July 5th. On the other side of that district, Akron Westfield is the 2 seed. The Westerners will host West Monona on July 1st. Looking over to the other side of the sub-state, District 15, West Harrison is the top seed, but that district also features St. Albert of Council Bluffs. And going to Class 2A, the Hinton Blackhawks are the 2 seed in Class 2A District 15. The Blackhawks get a bye out of the first round. They'll play July 5th against the winner of Ridgeview and OABCIG. The top seed in the district is Underwood, and going to the other side of the sub-state, Clarinda is the top seed in Class 2A District 16. Of course, these brackets can be found on the Iowa High School Athletic Association website. That's IAHSAA.org. And quickly, some girls' softball rankings from yesterday. Remsen St. Mary's able to move up a spot. They're ranked number 6 in Class 1A. No Plymouth County schools other than the Hawks were able to crack the rankings. You can see those rankings in their entirety on our website, KLEM1410.com. Of course, those brackets will be used to deter those rankings will be used to determine the brackets that come out later today from the Girls High School Athletic Union. Now to the sports schedule for today. We'll go to softball first in the MRAC. Lamar's is at the Spencer Tournament to take on the Tigers in MOC Floyd Valley. Sioux City North is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Sioux City West is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Des Moines Lincoln is at Sioux City East, and Bishop Heelan is at Sioux Center. In Wargo Conference softball, Akron Westfield heads to Hubbard Park for the Sioux City Summer Classic. They'll take on River Valley, Lawton Bronson, and Boyden Hall Rock Valley. The Wargo Conference softball title is on the line as Hinton is at Remsen St. Mary's, Trinity Christian's at South O'Brien, Kingsley Pearson's also at that Sioux City Summer Classic today. In baseball in the Wargo Conference, Sioux Central's at Galen Catholic. We'll have that for you tonight on KLEM. MMCRU's at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Conference bragging rights on the line in this one, too, in baseball. Hinton's at Remsen St. Mary's. Unity Christian's at West Sioux. Trinity Christian is at South O'Brien. And no games of note in the Western Valley or the Missouri River Conference in baseball tonight. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well, at KLEM Sports, with softball brackets coming out today. You're going to want to make sure you're following us so you can see them as soon as they get posted to the Girls Union website. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.